right here at Rosie on the House on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. If you're in the greater Phoenix metro area, there is the Maricopa County Home Show going on today. And I would just, a lot of people always ask us, why aren't we out at more home shows? Well, we are always at the Saba Home Show coming up the first weekend in April. But what y'all need to be careful of is you go there and there's going to be 50 roofers. There's going to be 50 cabinet people. Just when you go to kind of eliminate some of the confusion, look for the Rosie on the House certified contractors. They're there. At today's show, there's going to be Sunburst, Easy Turf, Landscaping, Green ID, Whole House Energy Audits, Irwin's Fine Furniture, Pella, Windows, Rias, Ray of Light, Tecna, TWD. Sherwin Williams is going to be out there, who helped us put together today's article. And it's a whole article this month about curb appeal and color. Now, let me go back to the stink issue, which is one of those topics that have just kind of waved in on us for no obvious reason. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, we've gotten more questions about sewer-type odors in people's homes and what they can do about it. Generally speaking, folks, this is a very, very simple thing to solve. If you or someone you know is comfortable getting up on the roof of your house, the plumbing pipes that are coming up through the roof probably are not tall enough. They need to be tall enough to catch the draft that's blowing across the top of your roof or over the top of your parapets. And what we see a lot of times is the wind in Arizona comes from the southwest, and a plumbing vent that is on the north or the east side of a house is being blocked by the ridge top of the roof or by a parapet, and those odors are actually back pressuring back into the house. So you raise the vent pipe and you probably eliminate the problem 70% of the time. If it helps the problem but doesn't eliminate the problem, then we install a centrifugal inline fan on the plumbing vent that's rated for outdoor use, and we create a negative pressure in your plumbing system and send the odor up into the atmosphere. And that solves the problem 95% of the time. Occasionally, that will cause a problem for your neighbor off to the northeast of you because you're blowing your sewer system smells into the atmosphere that are then being brought down in your neighbor's yard. And if that's the case, we put an activated carbon charcoal filter on top of it, and it totally eliminates the problem. This has become such a prevalent issue here in the last couple weeks. I even had a friend call me at my home phone last night saying, "Rosie, we've been in this house a year and a half and we just cannot get rid of this sewer smell." And I said, "Well, does your wife know who lives there?"
Did you also say, "Why'd you wait a year and a half to call me?"
Well, I did. But he was afraid it was a $5,000 solution. That's why he never called. When I told him it was a $300 solution, he was all over that deal. Yeah, man, for $300.
Exactly. That's a solution that smells real good.
Oh, man. So there you go. That seems to be the topic du jour right now. I don't know why. It just seems to come in waves. In the last 2 weeks, I've dealt with that more than any other single issue.
And if you've got an issue during the week as we wrap up the broadcast here, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. The number, the 800 number, gets forwarded to our office for the week. And actually, it stays at the office all week, which just gets forwarded to the studio during Saturday's broadcast, 888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We've got a weekly email newsletter that goes out on Thursday. It gives you a preview of what's coming up on Saturday's broadcast, our guest lineup, our topic lineup, our weekly to-do. And you can also get your home maintenance calendar if you're not already on the list. Just let us know where you'd like us to mail it, and we'll send you a free home maintenance calendar. It's got our partner directory in the back.
Yeah, we've got a big bunch of those calendars. What did we have, 40,000 printed this year?
I think it was 60.
60, man. So we have really flooded the market with those. They're a great guide. You should all have it. If you're interested in doing a remodeling project, this is one of the most unique markets we've ever seen. more equity with lower mortgage interest rates than I've ever seen, find a Rosie on the House certified contractor and have them come out and talk to you. Be careful, please. These busy times are when a lot of marginal companies go out of business. Don't make that mistake.